And this is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Michael Monks. This summer, the Over the Rhine Museum is celebrating the contributions women have made to the history of the neighborhood. The new installment of the museum's quarterly lecture series, Three Acts in Over the Rhine, is in honor of the 100th anniversary of the ratification of the 19th Amendment, guaranteeing women the right to vote. The series is virtual. All three stories will be available online for the public to share. Two of them have already happened, and you can see those online now. Let's talk about it. Joining Cincinnati Edition to discuss, our Over the Rhine Museum board member, Daniela Beltran. Daniela, thank you for being with us.
Yes, hi. Thanks for having me.
Daniela joins us via Skype. We also have storytellers Bonnie Neumeier. Bonnie, thank you for being with us.
You're welcome. I'm glad to be here.
And Barbara Baylor. Barbara, thank you as well.
Thank you.
Okay, so two of these talks have already happened, the two that you all gave, Barbara and Bonnie, and the next one is on Thursday this week. Molly Wellman, the famed local mixologist, will be on talking about some of the history and Over the Rhine as it relates to women. I want to start with you, of course, about looking at this presentation overall and the history that women have made in Over the Rhine, Daniela. So tell us a little bit about what brought this together.
Yeah, so with all of our programming, so Over the Rhine, just to give a little bit of quick background on the museum and sort of what our work is centered around, is really about bringing Over the Rhine's history to life. And so we do that by uncovering, presenting, and preserving stories of all the people that have come through the neighborhood over time. So Three Acts is just one of our ways of doing that. So this Three Acts lecture series features three talks. They're all about 15 minutes each. And it's been a way for us to bring in local historians, business owners, all kinds of residents and workers in this ongoing talk. So with this summer, as you mentioned, being the anniversary of the women's right to vote, it was a way for us to really focus that this talk be told by three really great female storytellers. So as you mentioned, those three women were able to join us and bring their stories to this program.
Barbara Baylor, you are introducing a family called the Baylors. So I think you might know a thing or two about that family's long history. They immigrated and settled in Over the Rhine back in the 1850s. Your talk originally streamed on June 18, so it's now available. Tell us a little bit about what we'll learn when we watch that.
Let's see. Well, it's about my Aunt Margaret, who's better known as Sister Gabriel. She was of the Order of the Sisters of Ursuline. Her story is a tale of destiny, really, how in 1934 she came to enter the convent of the Brown County Ursulines in St. Martin, Ohio, which is about an hour east of Cincinnati. A series of events began literally on the day she was born in 1913 that directed her life's path. It's quite a story. I don't want to give away too much of the video, but in her 70 years associated with Ursuline, she had a variety of roles. She had been a history teacher, the school principal, mother superior, head of the resident school, director of development, and director of alumni. She was like a force of nature and seemingly destined to become a Brown County Ursuline sister.
Barbara, when you went back to gather all of this information, was it a challenge or has your family maintained pretty good records?
Well, at the beginning, I thought it would be a challenge. My family history interest actually began with my Aunt Margaret, who the video is about. I had written to her in 1997 to ask if she had any information on my grandparents. I'm the 25th of their 25 grandchildren, so I was born too late to know my grandmother. I did know Grandpa, although not well, so I was just seeking information. And then true to form, Aunt Margaret found a box in the convent basement that contained a handwritten account of my grandfather's early life growing up in Over the Rhine. So she had evidently been storing it since Grandpa's death in 1975.
Wow.
It's a remarkable snapshot into what life in Over the Rhine was like in the 1890s.
So who did the handwriting?
My grandfather.
Okay, so he documented it himself.
Right. It was more of like a journal.
What stood out to you as particularly interesting about life in OTR back at the turn of the 20th century?
How incredibly poor they all were. You know, he lived in a two-room apartment in a tenement in Over the Rhine with seven other family members. So tight quarters. I think that was probably the most shocking thing to me.
And we're also joined by Bonnie Neumeier, who gave a talk last week on Thursday, June 25. And it was in celebration of the Peasley Neighborhood Center's 35th anniversary. You talk about the organization in your talk. Give us a brief overview.
Yes. I wanted to put out the profound birth story of Peasley Neighborhood Center and just share how important women have been in the founding story and then throughout our history. And so it was just important to raise up the voices of women. In the early years, the people who birthed Peasley were primarily Black and Appalachian women with limited resources, and just their determination, you know, to try to save their school, and then they weren't successful, but they rebounded and ended up buying the building. So, but there was a way that helped us do that. And then I'm also trying to connect it with the women that are currently active at Peasley, just carrying on that energy and determination of how important it is to organize and do things a woman's way. And so that's what this story is about, and hopefully it's inspiring to people. And it was a way to share our 35 years of activism in the neighborhood of Over the Rhine.
For people who aren't familiar with the Peasley Neighborhood Center, tell us how you describe it.
Well, I would say that it is a center that is participatory education focused, which means that we value the lived experiences of people in our community. And we have a variety of programs where people come together, both youth and adults, and work together to try to improve things in our community and in our city. So it values people no matter what education you have, that we value lived experience. And we work in circles, and we value each person bringing their gifts to the neighborhood. Often people are dismissed in our neighborhood, not valued, and so that we raise that up. And one of our key phrases is the first step out of oppression is expression. So sometimes our programs are maybe poetry, music, you know, art, and we lift that up.
Daniela Beltran is a board member at the Over the Rhine Museum. Daniela, this is a quarterly series, and I know that the pandemic has a lot of plans up in the air right now for the second half of the year, but I'm wondering if you could give us a bit of a teaser about what's in the works, what might be in the works for upcoming lecture series.
Yeah, so we're sort of paying attention to protocols and what everyone is doing and feels comfortable with. So for our September is the next event. And so we're still deciding on whether that will be in person or, again, be a virtual. I think they both have their merits and have been working really well at engaging people in these stories. So that's still a little bit up in the air. Two of those upcoming speakers, though, will be, so one is Tracy Wilson, and she's a director over at the Cincinnati Opera. And then Jay Schuerman, who has, again, just someone with, he's sort of a generational Over the Rhine person who has just has great stories about sort of how his family built their businesses and made some contributions to the neighborhood. And we're still seeking our third person on that. So we'll have information coming. If we do have it online, information can be available just at otrmuseum.org. There's a chance that we'll have it in person, although probably not likely, but in the future, we've been having these events over at First Lutheran Church over on Ray Street. And so we've built a great relationship with Pastor Brian there and his team to use their space as a standing venue for this event.
But in the meantime, the two current lectures can be seen online, and these are a part of a celebration of the 100th anniversary of the ratification of the 19th Amendment, which, of course, guaranteed women the right to vote. You can learn about Barbara Baylor telling the story of the Baylor family, a poor immigrant family that settled in Over the Rhine back in the 1850s. And you can also hear from Bonnie Neumeier, whose presentation was released just last week, talking about the Peasley Neighborhood Center's 35th anniversary. On Thursday, Molly Wellman will be talking, and her speech will explore the history of women and saloons in 19th century Cincinnati. She'll also share her own story in the bars of Over the Rhine and present the horrible demise of a Cincinnati woman, Mary Brokamp, who reluctantly owned a dive bar under what she calls the worst circumstances. The museum, the Over the Rhine Museum, does suggest a $5 donation for these stories, which are going to be available online. We've got a link to the whole thing at WVXU.org inside the Cincinnati Edition tab. I want to thank Daniela Beltran, Bonnie Neumeier, and Barbara Baylor for being with us. I appreciate all of your time today.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Michael.
Thank you.
And you've been listening to Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. Our producer is Selena Reeder. Our technical director today is Rick Endress. You can find archives of our program online at WVXU.org. This theme music is composed by Rob Fetters. I'm Michael Monks.